spent the last 2 days in Darfur, in West Darfur, in El Geneina, which was one of the places where this massive ethnic cleansing took place, and hundreds of thousands of people fled from there here into Chad.
Describe what you saw and what people told you there in Darfur and now El Geneina.
Well, in El Geneina, you see every sign of this horrific war, the horrific violence, and the horrific removal of an entire ethnic group, the Masalit. Our own office, Norwegian Refugee Council's office, was burnt, destroyed, looted. We were in an area where there were a lot of attacks and where the civilian population was also driven away and towards Chad. So I saw home after home destroyed. But I also saw people tentatively returning to try to rebuild. And the Norwegian Refugee Council has a large aid program in Darfur now. With support from USAID, we are providing subsidized, free, very low price bread every morning to hundreds of thousands of people through nearly 500 bakeries.
A little bit of good news goes a long way for a place like Sudan.
But of course, I mean, the strongest impression I have after having spent now a week in and around Sudan, I was also on the East Coast in Port Sudan, is that this is indeed the biggest drama on our watch. It's the biggest humanitarian crisis, the biggest displacement crisis. 14 million people have been driven out of their homes. It's the biggest hunger crisis. Some 20 million people need food aid. I remember 20 years back when I was the UN humanitarian chief, we got President Bush, we got Prime Minister Blair in the United Kingdom, we got the European Union to have it on the highest levels of government to do whatever they could to help Darfur. Today, the crisis is three times that, and we're not even close to having the attention and the aid and the peace efforts that are needed.
When it comes to the peace efforts that are needed, I just talked to a person that is have met with the Sudanese officials there this past week. Even though they're not at the negotiating table, he's believing that the Sudanese army officials will be willing to come to the table and talk ceasefire. Do you feel like that's even a prospect on the horizon?
It's not very likely, no. All indications are that all sides in this war, there are many armed actors, that all sides still believe they have more to achieve through violence, an armed struggle. But I'm glad that the United States, the United Kingdom, Norway, some Gulf countries are trying to get peace talks again. We hope they will succeed. And in the meantime, let's at least have maximum pressure to stop the arms flow, to stop the support for armed actors, to stop the fuel to the fire, which is brought from international actors.